With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. When 10,000 snow geese stopped to rest in Butte in late November, the birds didn't know they were landing in a toxic pit filled with acidic wastewater.
What was that noise?
That was another type of hawk.
Those bird calls you're hearing are coming from speakers surrounding the pit. The predator call of the hawk is supposed to scare away other birds. Mark Thompson is standing on a ledge overlooking the former open pit copper mine. He's the environmental affairs manager for Montana Resources. There's other noises too, sounds of helicopters and sirens. When the noises don't work at keeping birds off the water, miners taking a shift at the overlook use rifles to shoot close enough to the birds to scare them away. Rifle shells are scattered all over the ground. This strategy to keep birds out of the Berkeley pit has been in place for more than two decades, ever since more than 300 birds died there in an incident in the mid-1990s.
So it was a very effective plan, until 2 weeks ago.
Montana Resources, along with the former Berkeley Pit mining company Atlantic Richfield, is responsible for keeping birds out of the toxic water. But their plan wasn't adequate for what happened on November 28th.
When we saw tens of thousands of birds in one night, something we have never seen. And that plan has never had to deal with or manage. Our observations and hazing that first morning, the account that was given to me was that the entire pit, which is 700 acres of water, was covered in white birds.
The news of the bird deaths in Butte went international. Thompson and his colleagues say they've gotten emails from as far away as Norway, outraged about what happened. He says there were a few people who suggested he and his family go take a swim in the toxic lake. Butte claimed the name the richest hill on Earth back when miners dug millions of tons of copper ore out of the ground. But when the Berkeley pit closed in the 1980s, it became a source for uneasy nostalgia, a manufactured tourist attraction with a $2 admission fee. It became a token of Butte's past.
Mining is really what made our community. Mining, in a sense, is what really made the state of Montana. But in a sense, now, it has the potential to destroy our town.
This is Fritz Daly. He's lived in Butte his whole life and served seven terms in the Montana legislature. He wants you to know that he's not anti-mining. He says mining is what Butte's all about, and he's proud to call it home.
Anyone who doesn't realize the seriousness of this and the potential negative ramifications from this is a fool. When you Google Butte, Montana today, what you get is 3,000 geese died in the Berkeley pit. And what's played out by the media is that that's Butte, Montana, and they're responsible. Well, that's not fair, because we're not responsible for it. Atlantic Richfield British Petroleum Company and the Environmental Protection Agency are totally 100% responsible.
Daly says the EPA needs a faster plan to clean up the Berkeley pit, and he blames the Atlantic Richfield Company for flooding the mine to begin with, creating all that water for the geese to land on. Nikia Green, a project manager in Butte for the Environmental Protection Agency, says the agency is following the timeline for their remedy plan of the pit.
And if we have to treat in perpetuity to protect human health and the environment, that's what we need to do.
Green says the pit is like a sink that is constantly being filled with groundwater. And in the next few years, a treatment plant will begin to clean and pump out the wastewater. But no one anticipates it will ever be dry.
It's a mineralized area, so there will always be that source of those minerals, and so we're going to be treating for a very long time.
Green says he can't say yet if Montana Resources and ARCO are responsible for the geese deaths. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently testing more than a dozen of the geese at a lab in Madison, Wisconsin to learn more about their deaths. Those lab results are expected to be released to the public sometime in January. The service's initial estimate is that between 3,000 and 4,000 geese died. A spokesperson for the service says the agency does have regulatory authority to hand out a penalty of $5,000 each for harming or killing a migratory bird, but he said that, at the moment, the service is just determining what caused the birds to die. Mark Thompson with Montana Resources says they're going to have to find new ways to keep birds out. On the night the birds landed, Thompson says he and his crew has realized the plan they had in place wasn't enough.
We tried all kinds of things we'd never used before. Drones and stuff like that, on-the-water drones, aerial drones, any idea anybody could come up with, we gave it a try. And, you know, it's really disheartening, the situation, you know, having been with those guys that were out there, you know, working so hard, fighting so hard, It's a tough situation for them. It's a tough situation for us, and it's certainly nothing we've ever wanted to see happen here.
Thompson says there's going to be a big review of what's called the Berkeley Pit Waterfowl Mitigation Plan to see what kind of technology is out there to prevent something like this happening again.
I think with the right resources, the right understanding of how to effectively haze that many birds, I think it could have been, you know, to a very large extent prevented.
The EPA is currently investigating if the miners of the pit followed that mitigation plan. If the EPA's research finds that the mitigation plan needs to change, those changes would come at the expense of MR and ARCO. Thompson says when mining in the Berkeley pit began, he was an eighth grader living in another state. He says he's not the guy who made all this happen. He's just the guy trying to keep it from happening in the future.
I'm not trying to make excuses for the situation. I'm not trying to make excuses for the Berkeley pit, but there is a cause and effect for the Berkeley pit. And the cause was the demand for copper. That demand for copper still exists, just like it did in 1955 when the Berkeley pit was started. Let's not get on our high horses too fast before we realize the benefits we reaped from the Berkeley pit and mines just like it.
Montana Resources mines right next to the Berkeley pit and a newer pit. But Thompson says mining is a lot more environmentally aware now. Things that were socially and legally allowed back in the 50s, he says, aren't allowed anymore. But 71-year-old Butte lifer Fritz Daly is still worried about what happens if the past keeps on knocking. He says he's seen Butte's population drop from 65,000 in the 1980s down to around 34,000 today. He says the geese deaths are one more story that doesn't help Butte's reputation. He says the town is growing old and it needs those in power to take better care of it.
I'm, you know, close to going out and watching the airplanes come in every day, you know. That's where I am in my life, you know. I'm not a kid anymore. I wish I was, but I'm not. So, like I said, the future's at stake, and I don't know how to say it better than that.
When the toxic waste pit in Butte turned white with the wings of dying snow geese, it reminded the old mining town of its identity. Something in the past, not completely gone, and it's dirty. But there's a pride there, and it's buried deep, too. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.